Dear Diary, everything has changed so quickly. I'm writing here at the desk in my bedroom for probably the last time. We have to go soon. This is so stupid! I'm so mad about all this! But there's nothing I can do. I can only take what I can carry with me. I have to leave everything else behind. I'll take you, Diary, because you can remind me of when things were better. It's all so strange now. Nothing makes sense anymore. Bye for now, Liz.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Nobody's home.
Hey, you.
You shouldn't be sneaking up on people like that, Jared.
Sneaking? I was walking. When I sneak, I do a little laugh like this. Hee-hee-hee-hee.
Very funny.
Speaking of sneaking, why are you peeking in Liz's window?
I wasn't peeking.
Looked like peeking to me.
I was dropping off homework. Nobody's seen or heard from Liz all week. Even the school hasn't heard from her. And nobody was answering their phone. So I was wondering if anyone was around.
Well, here's the easy answer. Knock.
That's strange. The door was left open.
Hello? Anybody home? You want to go in?
No. We can't just walk in their house.
If you think something's wrong here, we need to go in.
I didn't say anything was wrong. Besides, it's just a room full of furniture. Everything looks normal to me.
Maybe too normal. Just like when the witness protection people took me out of my house. Everything's nice and neat. Man!
What?
It's happening again.
What are you talking about, happening again? What does that mean?
Family's disappearing. Just like my family. Me, my mom, my dad, and my little brother. Poof. Gone, just like that. I bet it's that Andromeda thing again.
Andromeda?
Not so loud! If this is tied in with them, they might have surveillance devices right here on Liz's porch to catch any unsuspecting passersby on camera.
But we don't know anything. Maybe Liz was just sick all week.
You said the school hadn't heard anything about her, right? Why wouldn't her parents have notified the school if she were sick?
I don't know.
This is something different. I can smell it.
Aren't you getting a little old for these conspiracy theories?
I have another clue about Liz that you don't know about. I saw her yesterday.
Where?
I think it was her. It was a little weird. I was across the street from the hardware store, and I thought I saw Liz in the backseat of this green car. You know, the kind the police drivers have with the plain hubcaps? They look like they can move really fast, but nobody wants you to know. Like an undercover car.
Undercover?
I waved at her, and she started to smile. Then all of a sudden, the smile just sort of froze on her face, and she turned around and didn't look at me anymore. This big guy in the front seat just took the car and drove away.
You probably just saw her family shopping for door hinges or something.
It was just her and this guy. He was big, too. Let's just look around a bit. Maybe we ought to go in the house.
No way. I'm not breaking into somebody's house because of your conspiracy theories.
Okay. Let's just ask those two guys across the street.
Where?
In the front yard of the retirement home. You know, old guys. They just sit around all day watching people. They'll be perfect witnesses.
Okay, let's go.
No. You move the coin with your third knuckle and then pass it to your other hand.
It's easier to just palm it. My knuckles aren't what they used to be.
Well, that's true. Anyway, after lunch, we ought to keep working on that juice routine.
Pardon us.
Hello?
A pretty young girl. And what's this behind your ear? Ta-da!
A quarter. Thanks.
Actually, we'd like to ask you a couple of questions, if that'd be okay.
Fine by us.
We just wanted to ask if the two of you know anything about the family that lives across the street.
The Hortons. Of course we know the Hortons. The girl, Liz, she visits here often.
Everybody loves Liz.
Why do you ask about Liz?
Well, we haven't seen her for a week, and we wanted to know if you knew anything about her disappearance.
Disappearance?
They're gone?
The whole family?
Well, we think so.
Novacom.
What did you say?
Don't you read the papers? The whole thing blew up not long ago. People losing their jobs, offices ransacked, genetic cloning.
I didn't hear about the cloning.
We're in the know.
I bet it's a secret agency that's smuggling out whole families under the cover of darkness.
How did you know that? Did you see something? Because I saw an undercover car.
The boy's onto something. What do you think, Sally?
It could be. Tell us about the car. The facts. What do you know?
No. We don't know anything.
Then we'll help you.
You bet.
Guys, sirs, we really don't have any proof that anything bad has happened. Otherwise, we'd go to the police.
They could be in on it.
Don't you kids read? This sounds just like issue number 176 of The Insider.
You read The Insider?
What's that?
Only the best-selling investigative detective magazine there ever was.
They exposed the whole conspiracy behind the quote-unquote World War II.
Exactly. I love you guys.
I'm not much of a conspiracy reader.
What's happened to the youth of America? Haven't you ever heard of Amelia Earhart? Huh? Elvis?
We can discuss that later. Back to the missing Hortons now. Lay out all the facts, then we'll decide on a course of action. And canvass the area for clues.
Wait, Mr...
Yeah, the name's Mendelssohn. You can call me Solly. And that's Irving.
Pleased, I'm sure.
Haven't you ever heard of Mendelssohn and Greenfarb?
Not really, no.
What's happened to the youth of America?
Magicians extraordinaire. The multitudes will gasp as they make things disappear.
But how will that help us find Liz and her family?
'Cause we know the secret.
The secret of what?
Of how to make things reappear again. Move that.
Why are we doing this?
Because we need to look for evidence.
Do you really think we're going to find something in Liz's trash can?
I didn't know detectives had to do this.
I didn't know detectives had to smell this.
Aha!
What is it?
Business card. From the office of a Mr. Dale Horton.
That's Liz's dad.
You've met him?
No, but he sounds nice on the phone. Why is that a clue?
Because it points us to a place of business, a trade, and money. Always follow the money, my dear.
He works for an importing company called Sanderson's.
What?
Importing could mean illegal contraband.
Like drugs?
Like spies. Keep digging.
Come on.
Look at this.
Dear Diary, it seems like a lifetime since we had to leave home. We're on the move all the time. I don't sleep much. I don't think Mom and Dad do either. My dad has this really sad look in his eyes most of the time, like this is all his fault. I know it's not. This sort of thing has happened to other people. I remember reading about it in the newspaper. Why is it happening to us? Is God mad at us? I wish I knew, Diary. Signed, Liz.
Let's park our bikes here, just in case we have to make a quick getaway.
Are you sure this is the place? This is the street number from the card, but...
There's a little sign by the door. Yep, this is it. Saunderson's Imports.
I guess they don't believe in advertising. You never spot this place unless you were looking for it.
Maybe that's on purpose.
Jared... Solly and Irving are back there, thinking that they're on some kind of spy stakeout. I don't like this.
What do you want me to tell them?
I don't know.
What harm can it do? I think they're enjoying this. They'll just sit at the picnic table and keep an eye on Liz's house. It'll be an adventure for them. Uh-oh. There's a problem.
What?
The door's locked.
They're probably closed on the weekend.
I don't think that's it. Look inside.
Oh, it's empty.
No furniture, no copy machines, no office.
Great.
Now do you believe me? Something's up.
What was that?
Boost me up so I can see over this wall.
You're kidding, right?
Fine, I'll boost you. Come on. Just come on. There.
Wait, not so high, they'll spot me.
What do you see?
They're loading some crates into a truck.
What's in them?
I don't know. They're crates, big crates.
What's happening?
The truck is leaving. What do we do now?
Okay, first you really gotta get off my head. Then we follow them.
What?
Dear Diary, I've been praying a lot for my parents lately. In fact, I've been praying a lot about everything. It makes me feel better. I still don't know why God let all this happen. Maybe he'll help me figure it out. I'll write more later. Liz.
Where you want we should put these crates?
In the garage. Oh, let's keep trucking, man. I got another load coming. Hola.
Hello. We're from across the street.
I know. I've been watching you eyeball me since I made the scene. But it's cool.
Why are you moving into little Liz's house?
What he means is we want to welcome you to the neighborhood. Can we help you? Looks like you've got a lot of big wooden crates that need moving.
And opening.
Thanks, but I'll have the movers take care of those.
Well, we don't mind. Hey, we're old, but we're wiry.
Thanks. I'm Jasmine.
Yeah, my name's Solly Mendelson, and this is Irving Greenfarb.
No way! You are tripping me out, man. You're not like the Mendelson and Greenfarb.
You've heard of us.
This is so cool. You guys are beautiful, man. I really dig what you do.
Well, ho-ho-ho, groovy.
Well, ho-ho-ho, sock it to me.
Dear Diary, for the first time in a long time, I'm not sad. I actually feel okay. Our situation hasn't really changed, but things are better. We've been praying together as a family, all the time. The other day, I was just sitting there and looked up to see Mom looking at me. She actually smiled. It was a good day. Love, Liz.
We're losing them, Mandy. Pedal faster.
I'm going as fast as I can. Look, they turned by the park.
That's it. Stop. I'm pooped. We can't keep up with them. This was crazy.
It was your idea.
I know. I just wanted to see where they were gonna go with those crates. I guess we'll never know now.
I'm sorry it couldn't go any faster. I'm not used to high-speed chases with trucks on my bike. Jared!
What?
That car pulling out from the other side of the park. Is that...
I don't believe it. That's the green car. Come on!
Same car you saw in town?
Yeah.
But we couldn't catch it either. I'm afraid we've got nothing. No crates, no car, and no more clues.
Well, we picked up a few facts.
You did? What have you got?
A note for Mandy.
Where did you get this?
From the woman who moved into Liz's house today.
Moving truck and all.
Is it from Liz?
It is. But where did this woman get it?
She found it in one of the rooms. Probably Liz's. Why don't you read it?
But she moved in?
Lock, stock, and barrel. She's an interesting sort, too.
You met her?
Her name is Jasmine. She has long hair, a truck full of lava lamps and crates, and wears a peasant dress. Now let's read the note.
Is this woman related to Liz and her family?
As far as we could tell, she's never even heard of them. She's just moving in.
Wait, you said crates. What did they look like?
Square. Don't you want to read that note?
Were they a special kind of crate? Maybe they were the same crates that they were loading up at Saunderson's.
But there were quite a few of them. She had them all moved around to the garage in back of the house. Now, read the note.
This is so strange. It says, "Mandy, sorry about the movie. Please don't look for me. Liz."
Was there a movie with it?
No. We were going to go to the movies. But why would she bring that up? And why would she say, "Please don't look for me"?
Maybe she was afraid you'd get in the same trouble that she and her family are in.
None of this makes sense.
I think there's only one thing to do.
What? We read the note.
We've got to open those crates.
What are you doing?
I'm sneaking.
You know, I'm beginning to think Mandy was right. We shouldn't be doing this. I think I'm going to go back and join her.
We're already in too deep for that.
Shush. Sure are a lot of crates.
Quiet.
Busted.
Jasmine, this isn't exactly what it looks like.
No. It looks like you're breaking into my crates.
I guess it is exactly what it looks like.
Find what you're looking for?
It's about that girl we were talking to you about. She and her family have disappeared.
The kids got it in their heads that it was a conspiracy of some sort. I don't know where it comes from. You know how kids are.
And you thought I was in on that scene? Something was in my crates? Well, you're wrong, man.
We are, huh? Then why do you have a crate full of glass?
The crates are filled with glass panes for my greenhouse. Those big sections in the back of the garage are the wall supports. I'm a flower child from way back.
We're sort of looking silly right about now, huh?
Uh-huh.
We apologize. We sure shouldn't have done this. You're going to call the police?
No, I'm not the establishment, man. Hey, you're worried about your friend. I can dig that. Why don't you come in the house? We can talk this out and share some goulash.
Wait. You still have their furniture. I saw it this morning.
I rented the furniture with the house.
You're renting?
The only way to go.
Who's your landlord?
Mr. Feldstein?
Oh, hello. Candy, isn't it?
Mandy.
Of course. What can I do for you?
We wanted to ask about Liz Horton and her family. The lady that moved into their house said that you were their landlord, right?
Yeah, I was indeed. Feldstein Properties, quality but cheap.
Do you know where they are?
No, I'm afraid I don't. Oh, I'm very sorry about the circumstances. I hate it when I have to evict someone, but business is business.
You have no idea where they are?
Afraid not. You know, once I kick someone out of their home, they usually don't, right?
Thanks anyway.
You're welcome, Sandy.
Mandy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that answers one of our questions.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, let's go back to Jasmine's.
What?
I think this answered all of our questions.
Why are we walking to the park?
Jared says he knows all the answers.
I think I connected all the dots.
Wow.
I already did that while you were gone.
You did?
You bet. I got a map and plotted out all the points of interest we've found so far. The hardware store, Saunderson's Imports, the park, all of them. I connected all the dots and it formed a shape.
What was it?
A pony. I'm not sure what it means yet, but I'm working on it.
Well, hear me out. If I'm right, all we have to do is stand here and we'll have our answers.
You want us to stand by the park restrooms?
Well, let's just call it a stakeout.
Dare. You're really out there.
Sorry.
No, I like it.
How long do we have to wait till we find out what's going on?
Mandy? Liz?
I guess not long.
How did you... I mean...
Oh, Liz, I'm so happy to see you're okay.
Jared, Solly, Irving,
You guys all came looking for me?
You sure did.
Hi, Liz. And I don't mean to be rude, but let me see if I got this figured out. Your dad lost his job, didn't he?
Well, yes. How did you know?
I knew it!
Oh, Saunderson's Imports was empty. They went out of business.
That's right. When I saw Liz at the hardware store, her dad was putting in an application for the job they were advertising.
But where you been all this time?
Living in their car. The big green sedan.
That's right.
They were using the park restrooms.
And nobody knew anything about your family's hard times because you didn't tell anybody, right?
We were kind of ashamed. My dad wanted to get back on his feet without...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why you looked away when I waved, and why you told Manny not to try to find you.
Well, yeah. I wish you guys had...
Don't be so down, little sister. We've all had our bummer scenes.
Liz, this is our friend Jasmine.
Hi.
Hola.
I told you! I figured it out! And the last and most important part. Your dad's company was involved with dark forces, and you're really on the run from Andromeda hit squads.
No.
Oh. Well, you know, that was just a theory.
My dad's been looking for work. Look, I've gotta go.
Wait, don't split. We may have some magic up our sleeves yet. What do you say, boys?
I say, groovy!
Right on, baby!
Dear Diary, when they found us at the park the other day, I thought I'd die from embarrassment. There we were, living in our car for a week. But it was so good to see people again. Things have changed so quickly. The lady who moved into our house, Jasmine is her name, asked us to stay with her in our old house for a while. She said she'd been out of bread before, too. Maybe she was a baker or something. Mandy and Jared talked to Mr. Whitaker, who said he'd help my dad find a job. You should have seen my dad's face. Even Irving and Solly, from across the street, were excited to see us. They're going to throw a party at the retirement home for us. They mentioned we'd be playing games like musical recliners and Sag, you're it. Life can be so strange. We were afraid to talk to the very same people that God used to help us start over again. I'm writing this at the desk in my bedroom. It looks so huge now. It's good to be home. Isn't God great? Love, Liz.
I'm glad things seem to be looking brighter for Liz's family. Isn't it interesting how God works? Mandy and her friends started out trying to solve a mystery, but ended up being used by God in a wonderful way. In Galatians 6:2, God tells us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the laws of Christ. And that's just what Liz's friends did. When they found out that there was a need, they all worked together to help Liz and her family out of a difficult situation. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The case of the disappearing Hortons was written and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Aria Curzon, Brandon Gilderstadt, Lauren Schaffel, Corey Burton, Rennie Santoni, and Maureen Davis. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.